Today's Amud is Yevamah Samaches Amud Beis. We're holding on Samaches Amud Aleph, about 11 lines from the bottom, by the words Minah Hanimili. So we mentioned the Shita before of the Tanakama. The Tanakama said that any time you have a puzzle who's together with any sort of Jewish woman, Kehenes, Leviya, Yisraelis, any time a puzzle is by one of these women, the halacha is that the woman becomes puzzle l'kahuna. Now, included in being puzzle l'kahuna is first of all the fact that the woman is never allowed to eat truma. A second halacha is that if the woman is puzzle l'kahuna, it means that she's not allowed to marry a kayin. So says the Gemara now, Minah Hanimili, how do we know this halacha? So there's a few things we need to prove. First of all, the fact that if a pasul is boil, a kehenes, levia, of Yisraelis that it pasuls her, so we need to prove all three, kehenes, levia, and Yisraelis, and we need to prove both of these things, that one is that she becomes pasul a truma, and two is that they become pasul for marrying a kayin. So says the Gemara, Minani Mili, what's the makar for this? So the Gemara is going to start off proving a kehenes is not allowed to eat truma. That if a kehenes has bia with a pasul, that she becomes pasul from eating truma. We'll have to then extend that to a levi of Yisraelis, and then also figure out, now how do we know that they become pasul from marrying a kayin? But first the Gemara is going to start off with the fact that the kehenes becomes pasul from eating truma. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Amar Kras, learn from the pasul. The Torah says, "Ubas kayin kisiya liishzar," that if you have a bas kayin that marries a Levi or a Yisrael, she marries a non kayin. So even though her whole life she grew up eating truma, the Torah says that "Ubas kayin kisiya liishzar," that if you have a bas kayin who marries a non kayin, so then she has to stop eating truma. So then she has to stop eating truma. "Ubas kayin kisiya liishzar he betruma sakadashim loy soichel." She has to stop eating truma. Now the Gemara darshins from here that although the simple meaning of the pasuk is that we're referring to a bas kayin who marries a zar, nothing to do with any sort of iser, no sort of psul, but Rav Yehuda Amar Rav darshins that kevan shenivul al pasula, so pasla, that once a kehenes, this bas kayin, if she's with an ish zar, is referring to someone who's pasul to her. If a woman, if a kehenes, if a bas kayin is with a man who's pasul to her, so then pasla, she has to stop eating truma. She becomes pasul to kahuna, and she has to stop eating truma. Now ask the Gemara, it sounds like a very beautiful drasha, but what gives you the license to make a drasha? Haimi ba'ile de kamrachmana, bas kayin, de minasvil azar, we need this pasuk for the simple pshat. We need the pasuk to teach us the etzem halacha, that a bas kayin, the minsevil azar, that if a bas kayin marries a non kayin, so loiseichel, she has to stop eating truma, even though she grew up her whole life eating truma. Now that she marries a zar, she has to stop eating truma. So what gives you the license to darshan that kisiya lizar is referring to a woman, a bas kayin, who's together with someone who's puzzled to her? The chayr, we need the puzzle for the simple pshat, that if a bas kayin marries a zar, she has to stop eating truma. So says the Gemara, no, because the fact that she has to stop eating truma when she marries a zar, hahimi v'shava al beis avia kinu'ureha milechem avia soichal nafka. That we know from a different pasuk. That we know from that which the Torah says afterwards. It says that if her husband dies and she doesn't have any children, so v'shava al beis avia, we've quoted this pasuk before, so then she goes back to her father's house and she's allowed to eat truma. The Torah says clearly that if a bas kayin is married to a zar, so if her husband dies and they don't have any children, so then she goes back to her father's house and she's able to eat truma. Now says the Gemara, make the obvious diak. Midikame rachmana v'shava el beis avia soichel. From that which the Torah says that if her husband dies, she goes back to her father's house and she's allowed to eat truma. Mechlal demeikaru loy achla. So you could infer from there that obviously that while she was married to the zar, so she's not allowed to eat truma. So I already see that if a woman, a bas kayin, is married to a zar, that she has to stop eating truma. I already see that from a diak of the pasuk of v'shava beis avia. So ubas kayin kisiya liishzar is extra, and therefore that gives us the license to darshan that it's not literally talking about a zar, rather it's talking about someone who's pasul to her. However, says the Gemara, it's not true. It's not true. The is not extra. You already know that if she marries a czar, she has to stop eating truma from Veshavel Beis Aviyah? Says the Gemara, yeah, but if it was just for Veshavel Beis Aviyah, where I have like a diuk that she becomes usher to truma, Havamina would have said that Lav Haba Michal Asay, that it's true. You could infer from the pasuk of Veshavel Beis Aviyah that she goes back to her father's house and she eats truma, that while she's married, she's not allowed to eat truma. So you could infer a lav from the assay. The Torah says an assay that she goes back to her father's house and she could eat truma. You could infer from there a lav that while she's married to a czar, she's not allowed to eat truma. However, the halacha is that any time in the Torah you have an assay and you could infer from there a lais assay, the halacha is that the status of that iser. It's true we could infer an iser that while she's married she's not allowed to eat truma, but the status of that iser, it will have the level of chaymer of an assay. It's not considered a lais assay. It's considered, it has the chumra of an assay, as the chumra of an assay. And therefore I wouldn't have known that there's a mamish, a lais assay for a bas kayin to eat truma while she's married to a czar. Cause the rachmana hai lilav. So that's why the Torah had to say, u bas kayin kisya li czar, that he betruma sakadashim lois. It's coming to teach us that there's a lav, not just a lav haba michal assay, which only has the status of an assay. There's an actual proper lav for a bas kayin who marries a czar to eat truma. And if so, the pasuk of bas kayin kisya liish czar is not extra. So there's nothing that should give us the license that to darshan from their drasha that it's talking about someone who's pasul tur. However, says the Gemara, it's not true. You're saying that I should use it for a lav? Because if it was just for Veshavel Beis Aviyah, I wouldn't know a lav? Okay, but I'll know a lav from somewhere else. I still don't need Ubas Kain Kisya Li Zar. Because lav, mi v'chol zar lo yoichal kodesh nafka. The Torah also says that a zar, anyone who's not a kayin, lo yoichal kodesh, is not allowed to eat truma. Now, the Gemara assumes right now that v'chol zar lo yoichal kodesh, included in that, Rashi explains, is also a bas kayin who marries a czar. Because when a bas kayin marries a czar, she has the status like a czar. So if the Torah already says v'chol zar lo yoichal kodesh, so included in that is also a bas kayin who marries a czar. So I already know that a bas kayin who marries a czar has a lois assay that she's not allowed to eat truma from v'chol zar lo yoichal kodesh. And if so, again, that bas kayin kisya li zar is extra, which we could darshan that it's talking about any sort of psul, not to a Yisrael, rather it's talking about someone who's pasul to her. However, says the Gemara, it's not true, because v'chol zar lo yechal kodesh, mecha tesi for you to extend v'chol zar lo yechal kodesh, that it's referring to even a bas kayin who marries a zar. Maybe the pasuk is just coming to teach us a zar gomer, a zar mamish, someone who's mamish a zar, he's not allowed to eat truma. But maybe a bas kayin who marries a zar would be allowed to eat truma. So you can't say that I learned at the lais essay from v'chol zar l'yoichal kodesh, because agufa, what gives you the license to darshan that v'chol zar l'yoichal kodesh is even referring to a bas kayin who marries a zar? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what. Because trei v'chol zar ksivi. It says it two times, v'chol zar lo yechal kodesh. So the first time teaches me that a zar can't eat truma. But the second time, v'chol zar is coming to teach me, even if the woman is not really a zar, she's a bas kayin, but she married a zar, so she has a lois assay from eating truma, and then kisiya liish zar, ubas kayin kisiya liish zar is extra to teach me that when she's with someone who's pasul, so then she becomes pasul, she's not allowed to eat truma. Says the Gemara, wait a second. V'akatimi ba'ile, I still need the second v'chol zar. The second v'chol zar can't be teaching me a bas kayin who marries a zar, because I need it like the Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. The Am Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, I need it for that which Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina darshened, that v'chol zar, he darshens from the words v'chol zar, that zarus amartilach, v'loy aninas. That only someone who's a zar is not allowed to eat truma. But someone who's a kayin and becomes an einain, a kayin who's an einain, even though a kayin who's an einain, who lost one of his seven relatives, even though he's not allowed to eat kachim, the chol zar, only a zar can't eat truma, but a kayin who's an einain is allowed to eat truma. The pasuk is coming to teach us that an einain, a kayin who's an einain, is allowed to eat truma, even though he's not allowed to eat kachim. So the chol zar is not there for the taking to say that it's talking about a bas kayin who marries a zar, because I need it for this drasha of a kayin who's an einain, that a kayin who's an einain is allowed to eat truma. Says the Gemara that Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Chanina, min zar v'chol zar nafka. Kol Zar is not what teaches us that drasha. It's just the word kol. It's kol Zar. Only someone who's totally a Zar, but not someone who's a Kayin, it's an Aine. However, the Etzem Pasuk, the Kol Zar, is extra, and that's what could teach me a Bas Kayin who marries a Zar. Well, and therefore, now, the final equation is that since I already know the Aseh from Veshavel Beis Aviyah, it's a laugh about Michal Aseh Aseh. And I know a Lois Aseh from Vechol Zar Liyachal Kodesh. If a Bas Kayin marries a Zar, she has a Lois Aseh, she's not allowed to eat Truma, that's learned out from Vechol Zar Liyachal Kodesh, Memela Ubas Kayin Kisiya Liish Zar, so he betrumas a Kodeshim Lysaychel, that is extra, and that's coming to teach me that the Bas Kayin, when she marries, when she's together with a Zar, means someone who's pasul to her, that she becomes pasul Likhuna, and she becomes Aser from eating Truma. However, says the Gemara, that a kati mi bayilek, that pasuk of ubas kain kisiya liish zar, that pasuk is needed already for something else. It's already taken. The chedetanya is needed for that which we learned in the Braisa, that kishihi chayzeras, now when you have a bas kain who marries a zar, so like we've mentioned before, that if her husband dies, if the czar dies, and they don't have any children together, so then she goes back to her father's house, and she's allowed to eat truma again. The Braisa says that kishihi chayzeras, that when she goes back to her father's house, so chayzeres l'truma ve'enay chayzeres l'chazav v'shaik. She only goes back to eating truma, but she's not allowed to eat chazav v'shaik. Chazav v'shaik are parts of the behema that go to a kayin after you shach the behema. So there's certain matnas kahuna that you give to a kayin, the chazav v'shaik. And normally with the bas kayin, when she was a single, she was able to eat that. Now that she married a czar, even though her husband died and they didn't have any children together, and now she goes back to her father's house and she's allowed to eat truma, she's still not allowed to eat the chazav v'shaik. That much she becomes pasul to forever now. What's the makar for this halacha? It's tichsiv. It's from this pasuk of ubas kayin kisiya liish zar he betruma sekadoshim leisoichel. We darshan from there that lai saicha b'mura min akadshim, that she's not allowed to eat that which is separated from kachim, that she's forever aser to eat that which is separated from kachim, referring to the chazav v'shaik, that she becomes aser from the chazav v'shaik forever and ever. She's never allowed to eat that. So you see that we already used the pasuk of ubas kayin for this drasha. If so, it's not extra. So there's nothing that should teach me the halacha that if a bas kayin is together with a pasul, that she becomes pasul from truma. Says the Gemara, it's not true. This is still extra. We could dash in both things from this pasuk of ubas kayin, because M. Cain, if the pasuk was just coming to teach me this halacha, chazav v'shaik, that she becomes aser to the chazav v'shaik, so lichtav kra, he bekachim loy seichel, that she is not allowed to eat kachim. My betrumas hakachim, why does the Torah mention trumas hakachim? Shmas mina tarti, it's coming to teach us two isurim, that there's someone, a bas kayin kisiya liish zar, that she's not allowed to eat kachim, and there's also a bas kayin kisiya liish zar, that she's not allowed to eat truma. The regular case of a bas kayin kisiya liish zar, she becomes aser forever and ever from eating kachim, meaning the chazav v'shaik. Ubas kayin kisiya liish zar, when she's with the pasul, so then she becomes pasul forever and ever from eating truma. We darshan both things from this one pasuk. So says the Gemara that ashkechan kehenes. So now it comes out, we have a makar for a kehenes, that if a kehenes is with the pasul, that she becomes pasul. And agav, as the Gemara is going to point out soon, the only thing that we even have a makar for when it comes to kehenes is just that she becomes pasul to truma. We still have not set any sort of makar that she becomes pasul from marrying a kayin. That the Gemara is going to get to soon. But says the Gemara, ashkechan kehenes. So now you have a makar that the kehenes was with the pasul, so she has to stop eating truma. She's never allowed to eat truma ever again. Leviya v'yisraelis minalan. How do you know that a Leviya and the Yisraelis, if she's with the pasul, that she also becomes forever forbidden from eating truma? Says the Gemara, kad amar of Abba Amarav, bas ubas, hachanami bas ubas. Just like Abba Amarav said in a different context, that we could darshan the extra vav from ubas, it could have said bas. The Torah said, could have said bas, and the Torah says ubas, here too by our pasuk as well, the Torah says ubas kayin. It could have said bas kayin. What's the extra vav? Ubas kayin. It's coming to be marbe, that not only a bas kayin, but hu adin a levi of Yisraelis, kisiya liish zar, if they're together with someone who's possible to them, so then he v'truma sekachim leseichel, she has to stop eating truma forever. She becomes possible from eating truma. Well, says the Gemara, you're darshaning an extra vav. Kiman k'Rabbi Akiva, the darish vavin. Are you going like Rabbi Akiva? Is this drasha limited to the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that you're allowed to darshan avav, to which the Gemara says, no, it's not limited to Rabbi Akiva. Shita, afilu tamer Rabbanan, it could even be going like the Rabbanan, who normally do not darshan an extra avav, but kule ubas krayaseirahu. Over here, it's not that the Chachamim are saying that the vav is extra. The whole word ubas is extra. When the whole word is extra, so then even the Chachamim agree that you could darshan every part of it. You could break it up. Darshan the bas, darshan the ubas. It's only when you want to say that there's an extra vav, just the vav, that's when the Rabbanan argue in Rabbi Akiva. But when the whole word is extra, so then even the Rabbanan agree that you could darshan the vav separately, to be marba, in our case, to be marba levi of Yisraelis, and who had in them, if they're together with the apostle, so they become pasul forever from Truma. So now we have a makar for Kohenes, Levia, and Yisraelis, that if they're together with the pasul, that they become pasul from eating Truma. So it says the Gemara, Ashkechan Truma. So now we have a makar that they become pasul from Truma. Lekuhuna minalan. How do we know that they also become pasul from Kuhuna, meaning that they're no longer able to marry a Kayin? So says the Gemara, well, wait a second. How did you understand the riboy of Levi of Yisraelis? Atu Levi of Yisraelis, loy lekuhuna marbinan lehu? When we darshan ubas, to be marbe, a Levi and Yisraelis, that they too become pasul, what did you think becomes pasul means? If they're together with someone who's pasul, and they become pasul to something related to kahuna, what do you think that means? It has to mean that they become pasul from marrying a kayin. De'ila truma, benois mecha truma nenu, it can't be that they become pasul from eating truma, because anyways the Leviah and the Israelis are not able to eat truma. So obviously when we darshan the extra vav, ubas, and we're being marbe, a Leviah and the Israelis, we mean that they become usher to marrying a Kayin. And just like they become usher to marrying a Kayin, it makes sense to then say also a Kayanis becomes usher for marrying a Kayin. Because it can't be talking about Truma. It can't be that the Leviah and the Israelis were darshaning that they're usher to eat Truma. They can never eat Truma. Says the Gemara, really? Is that true? A Leviah and Israelis can never eat Truma? Alam Alai, who told you that? Why not? Mishkach Asla, Dikaacho B'Shvil Binah. You can have a case of a Leviah and Israelis who married a Kayin and had a child together, and the Kayin died, so now they're not really even an Ashes Kayin anymore. They're a complete Leviah and Israelis, yet because they had a child together with the Kayin, they're able to eat Truma. So you have a Leviah and Israelis who are eating Truma. Ba'atam, you could have it. So maybe the Torah is coming to say, Ubas Kayin, Gisiel Yizar, the extra Vav, that when you have a Leviah and Israelis who has Bia with the Apostle, they become Apostle from Truma. Meaning even in this scenario where they were once married to a Kayin and had a child together and eating Truma, now they have to stop. They become pasul from eating truma. Why can't that be what the Torah is talking about? So says the Gemara, because that you wouldn't need a drasha. Because b'shvil b'na'a k'avachaymer, the fact that they would have to stop eating truma, when the only reason why they're able to eat truma is through their son, so that's obvious. Obviously, a woman who's only able to eat truma through her son, and she's together with a pasul, she's going to become pasul from eating truma because it's a kavachaymer. Uma kehenes. The bekedusha dinafsha achla. Here you have a kehenes. She has her own intrinsic kedusha that allows her to eat truma because she's a bas kayin. And yet still pasul when she's together with someone who's pasul. That pasuls her that now she has to stop eating truma. That's able to get rid of her intrinsic kedusha. So Leviah of Yisraelis, the Leiacha Ela B'Shvil Benah, they don't have this intrinsic kedusha. They only eat truma because of their son. So Lil Kol Shekein, so all the more so if they're together with someone who's pasul, that's going to pasul them. So I wouldn't need a drasha for that. That would be obvious. I could use a kavachaymer. So says the Gemara, no, that's not really a good kavachaymer. And Adarabba, v'hi anisenes, that exact svara could be used in mamash the opposite direction. I'll tell you that kehenesh, the Kaddish gufa, is gufa because the kehenesh has intrinsic kedusha, she's holding on a higher plane, that's why when she's holding on a higher plane, and she's together with apostle, so that has so much of a bigger effect, because it goes so much more against her intrinsic nature, and therefore apostle, that's why that be is able to apostle her. But ha-deloi Kaddish gufa, a Levi and Yisraelis who don't have that intrinsic kedusha, so being with apostle is not viewed as being as strong of an act, loy pasula, that's not going to pasula her. And therefore, I need the drasha. You can't say it's a kavachaymer. I need the drasha. I need the drasha from ubas, the extra vav, to teach me that the Leviah and the Israelis become pasul from eating truma when they're together with a pasul. And if so, I still don't have a makar. How do you know that they can't marry a kayin? So says the Gemara, no. So says the Gemara in Echanami, Elo lekahuna kavachaymer migrusha. The makar that someone who's together with the pasul, a kohen as levi of Yisraelis, who's together with the pasul, that they become pasul from marrying a kohen, we can learn that from a kal v'chomer from grusha. The fact that they become aser from eating truma, we learn from ubas kohen kisi elizar. And the extra vav teaches me not just the bas kohen, but even the levi of Yisraelis. The fact that they become pasul then from marrying a kohen, that's learned out from a kal v'chomer from a grusha. What's the kal v'chomer? Uma grusha shemuteres betruma asura lekuhunam. A grusha, she didn't do anything wrong. She's allowed to continue eating truma. Let's say you have a bas kayin. It's a grusha. So she goes back and she didn't have any children. So she goes back to her father's home and she's allowed to eat truma. She's allowed to eat truma. Or even if she was married to a kayin, same idea. Grusha does not become, there's no such thing as a grusha having a psul eating truma. A grusha is allowed to continue eating truma, yet asura lekuhuna. The Torah says that a grusha is not allowed to marry a kayin. So Zu, this Kohenes Levi of Yisraelis, who is together with Apostle, Sha'asura b'truma, which we darshan, that she becomes Aser now, from eating truma, so Eina Yidin, Sha'psula l'kuhuna, so then all the more so, she should become Apostle, that she's not allowed to marry a Kayin. If a Grusha is able to eat truma, yet she's Aser from marrying a Kayin, so Kohenes Levi of Yisraelis, who they become, who's together with Apostle, that they're so Apostle that they have to stop eating truma, all the more so, they have an Iser from marrying a Kayin. Well, says the Gemara, are you going to create an Isser from a Kal v'chomer v'chi mazhirin min adin? I thought the klal is, the rule is that we don't make Kal v'chomers to create Isurim. We don't create Isurim from Kal v'chomers. So says the Gemara in the Chanami, but Gili Milsa ba'almahu. Here, we're not really creating a new Isser. There's a problem, ein mazhirin min adin, to like create a new Isser from a Kal v'chomer. Over here, we're not creating a new Isser. It's just a Gili Milsa ba'alma. Rashi says, the Gili Milsa is the Truma Hainu Kedushas Kehuna. Really, Truma is Kedushas Kehuna. Now, you could have a Grusha where the things are split, that she's Mutter to Truma, and still she's Aser to marry a Kayin. But we're learning from there, Gili Milsa, that by these women, that they're so Pasul, they have such a Psul Kehuna, that they're Aser to Truma, so then surely their Psul Kehuna is going to tell them that they're not allowed to marry a Kayin. But we're not creating a new Iser, we're just showing that they have a stronger Psul Kehuna, and Mamela, that's going to be the Makar, that they're not able to marry a Kayin. So the Makar that they cannot eat truma is from Mubas Kayin Kisiel Yizar. The extra vav is Marbet Levi and Yisraelis. And the Makar that they are Aser from marrying to marry a Kayin, that's learned out from a Kal v'chomer from Grusha.